My story is from way back when I was an English teacher in Howard County Public Schools, and that was around the early 1980s. And I was teaching classes of students, and I was trying to understand things about them, and I had learned all of the things that I was doing when I was a student back at Towson University. So I'm going to kind of tell you a little bit about what happened to me at Towson University that informed my teaching and has informed my teaching ever since. So when I was an undergrad at Towson University, I was sitting around with a group of students in the university union. We were all commuter students, and that's where we hung out in between classes. And people were talking about their professors. They were talking about the classes that they had taken. And as an English major and an aspiring teacher, I wanted to hear about what people thought about their professors and their teaching style. And so I was listening intently. And so one student started to talk about a teacher that he had, who was Dr. Carl Walkowitz. And Dr. Carl Walkowitz was, he said, loud and pushy and aggressive. He really didn't like his teaching style. You know, Jewish. So I'm sitting there listening to that, and I'm part of the group. I'm one of the English majors. And I thought to myself, what do I do? Like, how do I respond to this? So I looked at him, and I said, I'm Jewish. Two words, and as Jerry Seinfeld might say, hung in the air like a giant matzo ball. My Jewish identity to this guy who had just said something negative about a Jewish professor. So I figured, here comes the apology. He's going to say, I'm so sorry, I didn't really mean it the way it sounded, or maybe even, some of my best friends are Jewish. But what he said was, really, because you don't seem Jewish. So now he has what we call added insult to injury. And now not only has he said something about Jewish people, but he had said that I don't seem Jewish. And so what I wanted to say was, I'm sorry, am I not pushy and aggressive enough for you? Because I can definitely go there if that's what you're looking for. Or did I not spend enough money at lunch in the union, and maybe you don't feel like I fit that kind of description of the Jewish person who is very well off? Because I'm not. I'm here at Towson, and I have a scholarship. But what I said was, I'm Jewish. And he had said, you don't seem Jewish. And I said to him, Jewish is not a personality type. Jewish is a religion, first and foremost. And yes, Jewish is also a culture, but that's a culture that has a lot to do with food and celebration and family and people having fun together, just like any culture. It's not any different from any other culture. And the conversation kind of stopped, and he didn't really respond because I guess he wasn't expecting to be caught out in that way. And coincidentally, I never saw him again. You know, I guess my Jewish network had done their job. But I took these lessons with me as a teacher. I became an English teacher first in Howard County, and I was teaching in a community in Laurel, Maryland at the time where they hadn't met a whole lot of Jewish people there. And I had gotten some responses there like, you don't seem like a Jew. But I remembered my experience at Towson and how I handled it, and I tried to handle it again with the same kind of education type of a emphasis and a teacherly response. And I felt like inviting people to understand what that meant was a lot better than the kind of response that I wanted to say, which was kind of like, screw you. But I didn't, and I conducted myself that way throughout my whole teaching career and in my life. So I'm happy to have the opportunity to have shared that experience with all of you.